Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Andre Champagne. LSU and head coach Lane Kiffin are having a successful Tuesday when it comes to the transfer portal. The Tigers' first commitment of the day came from junior safety Ty Benefield out of Boise State, who was rated as the number two safety in the portal. This season, Benefield had 105 total tackles, one forced fumble, one fumble recovery, and two interceptions for the Broncos. LSU also landed redshirt sophomore defensive tackle Stephylan Green out of Clemson. Green is rated as the number six defensive lineman in the portal. Green had 25 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and a pass breakup with the Tigers this season. LSU men's basketball looks to bounce back from its first conference loss to Texas A&M tonight as the Tigers host South Carolina at 7 p.m. LSU will be without senior point guard DJ Thomas for the second straight game as he deals with a lower leg injury. McNeese State basketball defeated Stephen F. Austin 66-64 last night to improve to 12-3 and 5-1 in Southland play. Freshman guard Larry Johnson led the Cowboys in scoring with 18 points. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
The Saints may not have made the playoffs this season, but the team left its fan base with plenty of optimism and hope for next year after finishing 4-1 in its last five games. Receiver Chris Olave had to miss the final game of the season against the Falcons after doctors found a blood clot in his lung. Olave says he thought he had a bruised rib after feeling pain near his lung following the game against the Titans.
Sunday night and Monday night, it was tough kind of rolling over in my sleep, but Tuesday got kind of worse, and then contacted the trainers, came in at like 5 o'clock, and then they thought it was a kidney stone at first, but ended up going to the hospital, getting CAT scans, and they found a blood clot.
Olave says he is expected to make a full recovery and he should be able to participate in offseason training beginning in April. UL Lafayette redshirt sophomore quarterback Lunch Winfield announced on social media that he will return to the Cajuns in 2026. Winfield passed for 1,555 yards with 11 touchdowns while also rushing for 667 yards and 9 touchdowns. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
What's required and asked of you to represent our university.
The players.
Having fun and we working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
We're all in to finish what we've started.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council, Boudreaux's Electrical Services, Sunshine Quality Solutions, Super Chevy Dealers, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Hour number two of Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio. This is Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and Andre Champagne, our producer. Been looking forward to speaking with our next guest all day because we are all on Sam Levitt watch as we do this show on a Tuesday night. The Arizona State quarterback, or former Arizona State quarterback, has been in Baton Rouge since Monday, will remain in Baton Rouge until Wednesday, and whether he'll actually visit Miami, the other school that's interested in potentially signing Levitt out of the transfer portal, remains a mystery, and it seems pretty clear at this point. Well, maybe clear is too strong of a word, but it seems like it's a strong lean towards LSU that Sam Levitt will end up a Tiger when this is all said and done. And here to talk about it is Michelle Gardner, who covers Arizona State and has covered Sam Levitt the last two seasons, including that 2024 Big 12 championship team that hosted a college, or didn't host a college football playoff. They were a top four seed, and but still got in a college football playoff, which was quite remarkable for what Arizona State was able to do last season with Sam Levitt and at Camp Scataboo. But, Michelle, thanks a lot for joining us here on the show. And for those that don't know much about Sam Leavitt, he's from Oregon, started out at Michigan State, transferred to Arizona State, and was a big part of a magical season in 2024. And if you could kind of take it from there and tell us a little bit more about Sam as far as what you know about him in the 2 years that you've been able to get to know him.
Well, he's definitely a quarterback that's got the it factor. You know, guys have it or they don't have it. And he has always had, from the day he arrived on campus, a knack for delivering in the clutch. And Kenny Dillingham would tell you the first moment that he really recognized it was a game against Kansas halfway or so through the season in 2024. And ASU got the ball back with two or so minutes left and needed a drive. And Sam said to Kenny, "Don't worry, coach, I got it." And he did. He led a game-winning drive. They scored with like 16 seconds left, the game-winning touchdown. So he just has that knack. And if you look at the 2024 magical season, they won a lot of close games. They didn't blow anybody out of the water. So, and most of those games, it was Sam and Cam delivering, you know, down the stretch. So that's kind of been his makeup, is delivering in the clutch. And he's a worker, worker, worker guy. He's going to put in the dark hours when you're not on the field. Are you studying film? What are you doing off the field? And he's one of those guys that's going to put in all the hours and do everything absolutely in his power to be the best quarterback, and everything motivates him, whether he's playing against a guy that was drafted higher than him or pegged higher than him in the ranking list. Like, he finds personal motivations in all of these things.
Hey, Michelle, this is Todd. Do you have any scoop or insight from there if he is really leaning towards LSU? Of course, he's extending his visit through the night, and we're hearing that we could hear something as early as later tonight. But what are you hearing back there?
It's been quiet. And even if you look, he hasn't really put anything out on social media himself about even being in the portal. So everything has been kind of closed, tight-lipped about the whole thing. I think LSU makes perfect sense. And, you know, everybody here is like, okay, he's going to be like Jane Daniels. He's going to leave ASU and go to LSU and win a Heisman Trophy and who knows what else. It's kind of ironic when you think about it. But it makes sense. It really does make sense, you know, for him to go to a high-profile program in the SEC. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
You mentioned Jane Daniels, and, of course, he's one of LSU fans' favorites and always will be. And you talked about how Leavitt was a clutch player, certainly in 2024 before he got injured. But I guess, first of all, how serious is that injury? You were covering him. I mean, was it a severe Liz Frank foot injury or was it a minor one? I know he had surgery. What was the extent of the injury?
Well, it should keep him out for spring practice. That's everything we're led to believe is the timetable will have him out for all of spring practice. So that's also a tough thing when you're coming into a new program and a new system and new coaches and you can't be in spring practice. So that's a definitely a tough thing, but if he's going to go anywhere, that's going to be the case. The only way it wouldn't be the case is where if he was coming back to ASU and being in the same system. But so that's definitely, you know, it was a serious injury. I mean, and he, you know, when he had the surgery, he was on a scooter for a couple months, and that's definitely a tough thing to bounce back from. And we all thought that he was going to, in the original game plan, was for him to declare for the draft after last year. But obviously, with the kind of season he had and that injury, that derailed that plan. So a lot of ASU fans were like, well, we didn't plan on having him another year anyway because right. We thought he was going to go in the draft. So.
But did it shock some people when he did enter the portal? Or you said it was kind of quiet.
You know, it was kind of strange the way it all happened. I don't think people were stunned just because when you look at what ASU was, my thought all along was Sam was looking for the best situation. ASU's losing Jordan Tyson, the top wide receiver. He's going to be a top 10 draft pick, and those two had a connection unlike unlike, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Those two were just so connected. And some people were saying they're too connected because a lot of people don't think he did a good enough job looking for his other receivers early on, and he was too reliant on him. But you look at the fact that they're losing Jordan Tyson. They're losing the majority of the offensive line. This team had 17 starters back last year, so it was kind of disappointing to not have the team deliver. But when you look at everything that they lost, I don't think anybody begrudged him looking elsewhere. Because I know he wants to play in the NFL sooner rather than later, and he's going to want to set himself up for the best possible picture. So is that that's got to be having a good offensive line, having viable threats in the passing game. So I don't think anybody is stunned that he went in the portal. He's always had a great relationship with Marcus Arroyo and Kenny Dillingham. So I think that the way he went out, when he didn't show up at the team banquet, that kind of turned people a little bit off because they couldn't understand. He had this close relationship with the coaches, why he wouldn't go to the team banquet. He was not present for Sun Bowl preparations. I know right after the surgery, he was in the building a lot, but as it got closer to the Sun Bowl, he wasn't around as much. So, and again, you don't know what advice these young kids are getting and who's in their ear, and, you know, maybe he wasn't sure how to handle the situation. So he's kind of distanced himself from the program in a little bit, which is really disappointing for the fans because everybody grew to love him and Cam, and that was such a magical ride that everybody went on in 2024. So I don't think the fans are disappointed that he went in the portal. I think they're a little bit disappointed that he distanced himself from the team at the end of the year for whatever reason.
Right. Do you know, Daniels, obviously, when he got here from Arizona State a few years ago in 2022, he immediately was a great runner. He continued to be a great runner, a great dual threat quarterback as he developed his passing game. But he really had to develop that passing, and he spent a lot of time and worked very hard to do it. And then, of course, winning the Heisman Trophy and being one of the best passers. But he was still always a good runner. Is Leavitt that same type of Jaden Daniels runner and passer right now, or how would you characterize him?
I think he's a better passer than Jaden. I think the scrambling's a little bit different. I think Jaden is probably better, like, off script and just improvising. I think Sam picks and chooses his spots a little bit more, whereas Jaden... I think the thing with Jaden is I think he tended to take off too soon. Like, he didn't go through his progressions. If his number one target wasn't open, he just jack and run. Like, I think he didn't go through the progressions as much as Sam does. So I think Sam's a little bit more deliberate, and he'll, you know, pick and choose his spots when he goes. But, I mean, usually there was at least one play a game where you're going, holy crap, how did he just do that? How he got out of some tackle, or he'd run for a first down when apparently nothing was there. So I think they were a little bit different in that regard. The other thing about Sam is he's got like a high tolerance of pain, and like you literally have to like strap him down and tell him you can't play for him to not play. I mean, he played a game with broken ribs last year, second half of the Utah game. He played with broken ribs and they didn't think he'd be able to get back in the game. So, and you know, he played hurt in the Baylor game. He played hurt in the TCU game. So he's just a gamer. He wants to be in there. And, you know, sometimes the coaches have to set him out for his own good.
Do you think that there would be any type of concern on his part that he would be following closely after Jaden Daniels? I know it's been a couple of years, but it's still relatively close in proximity. And he may feel a little pressure from following to LSU?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's not like he's the quarterback right after him. So I don't think so. I think everybody's situation is different. He's always been pretty poised, and I don't think that type of thing bothers him. I think he loves pressure. I think, you know, if you want to compare him, fine. I think he would thrive on that. But I don't think that type of thing is something that bothers him.
Do you know, we talked about, you know, he's extended his stay tonight reportedly. And we're kind of halfway expecting a decision tonight or in the morning from him. Was money a huge factor? I'm sure it probably was, but I mean, have you heard anything like that, that it's going to have to be a $4 or $5 million situation for him to commit?
With Sam, I've never felt that it was a money thing. Sam could have gotten more money if he left ASU last year, because there were teams after the magical run, as you can imagine, there were teams that were offering him more money, and he never looked at another school, never talked to another school. It was never even a thought. So I don't think money is a factor for Sam. That's just kind of my take. The other thing is, he was a great team guy when he was here. He put his own merchandise sales into the collective for ASU to benefit other players. He donated some of his own money to the Pat Tillman Foundation. So Sam has never struck me as a selfish money guy. I think the decision is more about what situation is going to be the right one for him to set himself up for the draft and set himself up for the future.
Well, what's your gut feel that he's going to, what his decision will be?
Of course the money helps, okay? Again, don't get me wrong, the money helps. And if you can put yourself into a better situation and you get more money, then that's the bonus. My guess is it's going to be LSU. I thought the Kentucky thing was a surprising thing all along, and that's another thing. ASU fans didn't understand why he was flirting with Kentucky, because, like, Kentucky is not a upward move, really, from ASU.
Right.
So a lot of the fans here really couldn't understand Kentucky. Like, that would blew people away. They just couldn't understand that one. So, you know, my guess is that LSU is still the front runner. That's my hunch. But again, I exchanged text with his family a little bit, you know, very early in the process, but they kind of kept things pretty tight-lipped. And I understand. I understand that. So, but my hunch is it's probably going to be LSU. You look at the dominoes are starting to fall, and most teams are getting a quarterback. So there's not a lot of those high-profile jobs still open. So my guess is he's going to want to get something and get settled on it.
Michelle, thanks a lot. Sounds like Sam's a great man, and looking forward to seeing if he ends up at LSU and what he can do. We appreciate your time tonight, Michelle.
No problem. No, he is a nice kid. I always enjoyed talking to him and dealing with him. He talked to us, you know, every week he talked to us, and I always enjoyed talking to him. And he's a great quarterback, and you're going to love what you see from him. He's got a mental toughness and a clutch gene, and that's what everybody wants.
Sounds good. Thank you, Michelle. We got to run here on Tiger Rag Radio. More from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio when we come back.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation.
My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
We now return to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, good stuff there from Michelle Gardner. Sounds like Sam Leavitt would be a perfect fit for LSU. We'll wait and see if that actually occurs. And then Lane Kiffin's going to have to go and get a couple more quarterbacks, considering that Michael Van Buren jumped into the portal as well. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Jeff Palermo, Todd Horn, Andre Champagne. We're going to hear from Brandon Marcello coming up in the next segment. He is covering the Fiesta Bowl. That's the game between Miami and Ole Miss. And we'll apparently interviews might be running a little bit long, so we might not get him in about 10 minutes or so, but we do plan to have him here before 8 o'clock. Todd, got a question for you. There's been a lot of discourse about this after what has been really a poor showing from the Southeastern Conference during the bowl season. And the question I think really does need to be brought up: has the SEC lost its stranglehold as the best conference in college football? Or is it as clear as it certainly isn't as clear as it once was?
Well, I don't think it's as, you know, as they're as far in front of anybody, and obviously the Big Ten's won the last couple of national championships. But I think breaking down the bowl record could be a little misleading. I'm not saying it is, but I haven't actually done it. How many of those games didn't matter to the teams, or they were playing without, you know, 12 starters and dropouts? I think you have to consider all that before.
So the SEC, when it's not playing against another SEC team like Alabama played against Oklahoma and so forth, 2-7. But I did find it a bit jarring to see teams like Illinois beat Tennessee, Iowa beat Vanderbilt, to see Alabama just get absolutely pummeled in the Rose Bowl by Indiana.
Well, the Alabama-Indiana was appalling. It was unbelievable. I just couldn't get over the disparity in that game and how honestly Indiana just kicked Alabama's butt all up and down the field the whole game. The Vanderbilt, I watched the Vanderbilt game, And they just weren't in it the first half. They just weren't playing.
And then you would say, Todd, the best team in the – or I don't know if you want to call them the gold standard, but to me, Georgia is the best program in the SEC right now, and they can't get to the semifinals in these 2 years of the college football playoff. You know, obviously an SEC team beat them this time around. Mm-hmm. But I found this stat pretty interesting because when I watch the games – I feel like there's certainly more talent on the at the SEC level, but you go back to last year's draft. Out of the top 50 players, 21 were picked from SEC schools, 18 from the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the Big Ten's got two more schools, so that helped a little bit. But we even had Paul Feinbaum talk about on ESPN's First Take for him to even admit that it's no longer the league that it once was. And obviously we have NIL and transfer portal to thank for it all.
Yeah, I agree. But I still think that the Big Ten and the SEC are clearly the better conferences. And I don't.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the bowl record at 2-7, again, like you mentioned Tennessee, I'd like to go back and really break all that down and say, how many players did Tennessee have? What was their attitude going in? The LSU's loss to whoever they played in whatever bowl that was. But that's my point. No, I know it was Houston. I was just joking. But right. That's my point. There's so much apathy, you know, towards these bowl games and so many dropouts. I just don't know if you can really look at the SEC bowl record as realistic. Now, you can look at the playoff record. And I think that's realistic right now. But, you know, the overall bowl record, I think, is somewhat inconsequential. But to your point, it's well taken. And clearly the Big Ten has caught the SEC in the last, I'd say, 3 to 5 years, 3 to 4 years.
You know what's hurt, though, the SEC, I think, is the fact that schools like Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, have risen.
Right.
And you've added Texas and Oklahoma to the league.
Mm-hmm.
And before, when Texas was over in the Big 12, you had a big recruiting pitch to kids that were considering whether to go to Texas or to an SEC school. And you could tell them, hey, would you rather play in the SEC or in the Big 12 where you only play two good games all season? And you no longer have that pitch. Now, granted, obviously, it's really changed with NIL. But, I do enjoy the parody. I'm so glad we've moved beyond just Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson in the national championship game every year because it got really stale, this sport that we all love. And I love the parody. And as kind of weird as these playoffs have been, they've been also fascinating at the same time, especially to see Indiana become a juggernaut like they are.
Who do you think is going to win the national title this year?
I'm going to go with Indiana.
Yeah.
As much as I don't, I despised them last week when we talked about this. But anyways, we'll take a break. We'll get more. Hopefully Brandon Marcello can join us when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. An early morning crash in Lafayette took the lives of three people. It happened a little after 5 a.m. when a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed on East Broussard struck another vehicle that was stopped at a traffic light. The stopped vehicle was pushed through the intersection into a third vehicle, while the original striking vehicle ran into a utility pole. The driver of the initial crash, 21-year-old Joseph Prejean of Lafayette, died at the scene. Two people in the second vehicle, 36-year-old Charita Washington and 17-year-old Chase Washington of Doosan also died as a result of their injuries. The person in the last vehicle suffered moderate injuries. Last year in Louisiana, five law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty compared to three in 2024. Nationwide, the number of line of duty deaths reached historic lows, says Bill Alexander, the CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund.
I'm not going to call that good news because I don't think it's good news to talk about even a single police officer dying, but it's certainly an encouraging direction for law enforcement deaths to be going.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
2026 will be a big year for elections in Louisiana, including the U.S. Senate race and several special elections to fill vacancies in the legislature.
Secretary of State Nancy Landry says voters can go to the polls with peace of mind that Louisiana goes to great lengths to run secure elections, including the way machines are handled.
We never, ever connect any of our equipment to the internet. And when it's not in use, it's kept under lock and key.
Landry says a small yet vocal minority wants the state to do away with machines and go to paper ballots. She says polling shows that to be unpopular.
It's also unreliable, untimely, and unaffordable.
And counterproductive.
Hand counting has up to a 42% error rate.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Today's Epiphany, the day Christians around the world eat king cake and celebrate the worship of baby Jesus by the wise men. Here in Louisiana, January 6th marks the beginning of carnival season. Dave Haydale with Haydale Bakery says Mardi Gras comes earlier this year with two fewer weeks in the season, but he says king cake prices are the same as last year.
Trying to keep our king cakes affordable for everybody.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Andre Champagne with us as well. He's our producer tonight. Let's send it out to Glendale, Arizona. That is the site of the Fiesta Bowl, and that is the matchup between Ole Miss and Miami. Brandon Marcello, the national college football reporter for CBS Sports, joins us here on Tiger Rag Radio. Brandon, thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us tonight. How you doing? I know you're very busy. Thanks for definitely etching out some time to speak with us. And I know one of the questions we all want to know about is how many LSU assistant coaches are there with the team over in Glendale/ Phoenix, Arizona?
At this moment, it sounds like just Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss Jr. is, Joe Judge told us, is at the hotel right now actually breaking down film. But the other assistant coaches, he said, haven't been helping them prepare this week. So take that for what it's worth. And let me pull up the quote here, actually, I got from him discussing that. He deferred it, the questions back to Pete Golding, who we're not speaking to until tomorrow. But he did say, quote, "We are prepared, depending on who does or does not show up. We've been coaching the entire week without them, basically planning for no one to be here, but we don't know if that'll be the case." So, certainly sounds like they're not here right now, but who knows? Maybe they're hiding them somewhere.
How strange is this in your mind, Brandon, just how this is all working? And, you know, LSU's telling people, hey, Lane's told these guys, go coach, help them. But you get the feeling, or you get the sense, that Lane also wants these guys in Baton Rouge during a very important time as they try to build this roster back up through the transfer portal.
Yeah, Trinidad Chambliss and Joe Judge were talking earlier, just a few minutes ago, about how, Charlie Weiss Jr., yes, he's coaching in this game, but even he's had to fly back and forth between Baton Rouge and Oxford. In fact, it just happened about a day or so ago. But he's been focused on, he's actually kind of pulling from his dad's experience where, he was having to coach the Patriots in a playoff while preparing to be the Notre Dame head coach all those years ago. So I'm sure he's probably asking his dad and getting some advice from that. But there was an interesting line from Joe Judge, who's a former, Patriots assistant coach himself. He was asked if this has been the most hectic or chaotic week of his career. And he said, deadpan, quote, "My next door neighbor was Aaron Hernandez." Mm. I know this is still more chaotic. So wow. He said it drew quite the laughs and nervous laughter there. But this has been quite the trying week, to say the least, for them.
Well, Brandon, this is Todd. To add to the chaos, what do you know and what can you tell us about this Ole Miss leveling tampering charges against Lane Kiffin? What do you know about that story, and can you explain it to us?
I haven't followed up on it too much. I've seen the rumors. I've heard the rumors and everything like that. I'm sure that there's probably even a stench of that to, whether the assistant coaches should even be around Ole Miss at that this time, considering everything. We just saw that Kwon Lacy, of course, the running back, announcing today after last night signing a new deal to stay there at Ole Miss instead of potentially going to LSU, as so many people have assumed. And also Trinidad Chambliss, who, of course, his eligibility is running out, but he's petitioning the NCAA to see if he can get another year. There's been discussion about maybe he would go to LSU, but now that's been decided that he's going to stay at Ole Miss if he were to get that extra year. So it's a fascinating story. I don't know, quote-unquote, if there's been tampering or anything like that. I know there's always concern about that, and certainly there would be in this situation too. Why wouldn't there be? Because let's face it, every university out there is tampering to some extent, some more than others.
And that's my point. Even if they're, if Ole Miss wanted these now LSU coaches to help them win the playoffs the way they did up to the Georgia game, supposedly, how could they not expect some conversation? And then if they wanted to charge tampering, if they're serious about the tampering, how do they expect to prove it, and who do they expect to rule on it? Because the NCAA is as powerless as it possibly is. could be.
Yeah, and the NCAA wouldn't even really rule on that now. It'd be the CSC potentially having to get some type of documentation, all that. I mean, listen, every time I'm asked about rules changing or things like this and all that and what this means and guardrails, there's nothing. You could pretty much go out and do whatever the hell you want. And you're going to get away with it. You can explain it away. I mean, everybody thinks that we're going to have a cap next year.
Yeah, what a joke that is, right?
We're not going to have a freaking cap next year. I mean, you're already seeing all these big programs.
You know what it is?
Spending these big dollars.
You know what that is, Brandon? It's not a cap. It's a floor. It's not a ceiling. It's a floor. Yeah. That's where they start. Yeah. That's where they start.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the game? Do you think that Ole Miss's mindset is good? Do you think they can stand up against Miami?
Yeah, I think so. You know what's interesting, and I actually heard this today from Miami's offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson. He said, in some weird ways, and I don't think it's weird, but this chaos and this weird uncertainty around Ole Miss actually helps galvanize a team. Yeah. Because that's a real situation, and now everybody can focus on themselves. I mean, listen, these are 18 to 23-year-olds, so to speak. I don't think they really care about their position coach not being in the room with them for an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't much care about that. And I think if more than anything, it just allows the coaches to go, listen, that crap doesn't matter. And it really doesn't. And the players believe that because they know it doesn't matter. And so they're all focused on all this. And I get a very good vibe from these Ole Miss players. And for that matter, the coaches about what their kind of mindset is going into this. But when we talk about X's and O's, you know, listen, that can be that can be overblown. To me, this is all going to come down to the trenches. That's how Miami's won all their games here in the playoffs. And for that matter, the way Ole Miss has been able to hold up. I mean, you look at what they did against Georgia. They were able to run the ball, and they also were able to get to the quarterback. And more importantly, Trinidad Chambliss wasn't sacked once. They also only had 3 TFLs. So Georgia was unable to get negative plays. Meanwhile, Miami, they have thrived on that. That's how they've won these 2 playoff games. So that's where it's all going to be decided. It's just that we also, for the people who don't think that's sexy, we've got 2 amazing teams with amazing skill players that are really going to grab the spotlight. But the game is going to be won there in the trenches.
I'm eager to see what Trinidad Chambliss does against this Miami defense. And you have to start wondering for him. I know he's looking for the 6th year of eligibility, but my goodness. I mean, I don't know how much of a draft guru you are, Brandon, but the guy looks like a top 10 quarterback to me.
He could come back and improve that stock. I mean, Akeem Mezidor at Miami's in his 6th year. He said, if I didn't have this 6th year, I wouldn't be as high on the draft boards as I was a year ago. Same with Deontay Scott at Miami. So sometimes I think maybe this could be a situation that will really, really help him going into next year. And for that matter, he'll get a lot of NIL dollars in the meantime.
Yeah, he'll actually make more next season than he would as a potentially as a rookie in the NFL. Brandon, thanks a lot. Enjoy the game on Thursday. Should be a great matchup. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studios.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month.
New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Tiger Rag Radio is back. Live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio as Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Andre Champagne with us as we are also keeping an eye on LSU men's basketball as they have made a pretty good run here. Once down 25 at half, they are now just down by 7 with 6:22 to go. So we were... We had the funeral going. We had the taps playing. We were putting dirt on the grave.
What's 66 minus 60?
66 minus – oh, it's 6 points. I am watching – this is the video that I have right here, so that's what I am watching. But, well, yeah, Nwoko just made 2 free throws to make it a 6-point game with 6:20 to go. So
right now LSU's outscored South Carolina 35-16 so far in the second half. Their own pace right now to actually outscore South Carolina worse than South Carolina outscored them until South Carolina just made a free throw. So now it's about the same. So it really, with 6 minutes and some change to go, LSU's down by 8, and they still have a chance to win this game.
And a little update for you guys. At that basketball game right now is Lane Kiffin, Whit Weeks, Sam Levitt, and Florida wide receiver transfer Eugene Wilson.
Hmm. Somebody needs to call this guy on X named Brutus, who's a podcaster in Arizona, and tell him what the hell's going on, because
he's got him going to where? Maryland?
He's got him signing with Maryland with an on-3 graphic. And quoting Pete Nakos, who hasn't nowhere on his ex profile anywhere. How do people do this?
I don't know. And I don't know what they get out of doing it. But, Todd, what do you make out of this whole assistant coach? Yes, they're going there. I mean, we heard from Kevin Smith. Hey, I'm coaching in a game. And now we just hear from Brandon Marcello, yeah, it's only Charlie Weiss is there.
See, I actually think, I mean, I'm just going to be real, all right? I'm going to be real with you. I think that LSU fully intended, Lane Kiffin fully intended to have his coaches there helping Ole Miss. I don't think they expected to get past Georgia or get past that round, and it turned out to be Georgia. I think that whenever – I think Kevin Smith was at practice earlier this week is what I was told, and at Ole Miss. And I think that whenever Kewan Lacy committed to return today, he came back to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
I think that's realistically what's going on. I think it's weird. I think it's strange. I think the entire tampering conversation we had with Brandon was extremely interesting because I agree with him 100%. I have family who plays college football right now, all right? And I know for a fact that in the middle of the season, they were talking to people from other universities. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if your coach is coaching at a rival and you're the best running back in the SEC, you don't think he's going to try to get you to come play with him next year? And if you do believe that he's doing that, then why do you have him coaching? It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
No,
logically.
No, it doesn't. Did you get a chance to see Ross Dellinger had a really good piece, as he normally does, from Yahoo Sports on what some of the ideas are being floated around as far as redoing the college football calendar? And I guess for those that haven't seen it, here's the Cliff Notes version, basically. You move the regular season up a week. So where week zero is, that's where week one would be, which means you'd start somewhere August 24th, 23rd, whatever the heck that day is. You try to get the semifinals of the college football playoffs at around New Year's Day. How the bowls figure into that, who knows. The early signing period basically goes away, and it goes into either late January or February. Then you have the transfer portal somewhere around April, May, and then you have what would be OTAs, a version of that in college football in late May, June, and then boom, you know, preseason camp begins, I guess, somewhere late July. So, I mean, a lot of that sounds good, but there's a lot of hurdles that you have to get through.
I think you pretty much just described pro football, right?
I mean, is it college football pro football
yeah,
now?
I know. So why not? Why not just I mean, what are they – what they don't need to worry about
the
academic schedules.
Are the bowls are still a thing that it continues to trip them up to try to keep working these bowls. I mean, are you going to tell the Rose Bowl you got to play your game on December 22nd if it's a quarterfinal game?
If the Rose Bowl wants to participate in the college football playoffs, that's what they would have to do.
Well, if they have to.
Yeah, as far as the minor bowls go, you know that LSU lost $1.5 million in the Texas Bowl?
Again, I still don't understand how anybody's making any money off of that.
Yeah.
But ESPN, they'll tout out there about how many people watch those games.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big part. Really, the only one that's a winner is the programming guy at ESPN, because that's less that he has to program in the month of December. And for these football junkies that like having football on every night, I can tell you right now, it's Tuesday night. I mean, last night you had the FCS National Championship game. This is the first night in a long time that you don't have any football on. And there's probably a lot of people going, well, gosh, what do I do now?
Yeah, but I'd rather watch paint dry than watch some of those games.
We'll wrap up Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio when we come back.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air. Live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Don't think the great comeback is going to happen at the PMAC. Tigers down by 10 with 2:26 to go to South Carolina. Here we come. Another 5-13 SEC season. Can't wait for it. I tell you what, Matt McMahon, though, he was trying to push every button possible. He started some dude by the name of, Mazzie Mosley? Is that how you pronounce it?
He's Mozzie. A freshman.
Mozzie.
Yeah. Mozzie. They started him in the second half.
He's a three-point shooter, too. That's why.
And I've been watching Matt McMahon here on the sidelines, and he's coaching his butt off, man. He is trying to will this team to victory. I think he understands.
How many timeouts they have left? Because it's still not over.
Looks like one, just one timeout. This ESPN graphic is, it looks like just one timeout.
You know, the field goal percentage right now, South Carolina 46, LSU 40, that was 87-19% at one point early in the first half.
All right, who do you like in the semifinals here, Todd?
I like Miami because that defense is just good, and I just think Magic's running out for Ole Miss. And then Indiana, it doesn't matter who wins. Indiana's going to win it all.
I like Indiana, and I like Ole Miss. I do really think that there is this galvanizing factor with this team. And the win against Georgia was huge. Yeah. To be able to beat them without Lane. And how much has Charlie Weiss's stock risen? His contract really does prohibit him because he would pay such a huge buyout if an NFL team did come calling, or if whatever Ole Miss threw him. You know, just I know they won't. They're fine as far as who they're gonna, I guess, get as their next play caller. But how much of his stock has risen because of all this?
It's huge. I mean, it's gone up dramatically, and it's good for LSU. And that's part of the reason.
For at least one season.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if he does his wonders with a completely new offense next season, I mean, this guy's going to be I don't know if he's a head coaching material. He's still pretty young. But I could see in the game of – in the NFL where you love these young play callers, I could see him getting an opportunity in the NFL potentially. Doing something as an offensive coordinator.
But you know how everybody – we talked about it earlier and everybody gawks at the whole crazy situation of LSU sharing the coaches. Look how this benefits LSU. I mean, you know, you've got Sam Leavitt. You could get Sam Leavitt on the phone. You could say, hey, we want you to come here. Look at what our offensive coordinator is doing in the college football playoffs.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's huge.
And to get back to my pick of Ole Miss, I just think Trinidad Chambliss – is playing at a level that Miami's defensive line is a huge problem, but he's not a sitting duck back there, and he's going to make some plays against Miami.
I'm not saying he's not going to make plays. I just think that Miami's defense overall, and again, I'm the only one who picked them to beat Ohio State, right, amongst us. So I just think that defense is good.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I think – Ole Miss's defense can keep this Miami offense in check. Carson Beck doesn't scare you. So,
wouldn't you have liked to seen Carson Beck go against Georgia though? Wouldn't you just have?
It would have been a fun storyline, but this is still a fun storyline too. To see Ole Miss just keep doing this. It's a I shouldn't say keep.
You going to watch Garrett Nussmeier in the Senior Bowl?
I hope he has a really good week. I hope he starts to rebuild his stock a little bit. But overall, I'm just – even Mendoza, I'm not – I don't know. Good luck with the Raiders, buddy, but I don't know. I don't know how much – the guy's very smart. I know that. He's very. You can tell he's very smart.
It is a down quarterback market this year.
Yeah. All right, for Andre Champagne, Todd Horn, I'm Jeff Blermel. That does it for Tiger Rag Radio. Again, you can hear the show anywhere you get your podcast or check out YouTube. We'll see you again next Tuesday here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tiger Rag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.